Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS, Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning and welcome again to Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor and
Chris McGregor.
And today, Chris, we're going to be talking with Stephen Binns. He's the editor of God's Word Today magazine and the author of several books, including The God of Freedom and Life. He is also a biblical scholar, a popular speaker, and a clinical counselor with graduate degrees in social work, theology, and biblical studies. He addresses concerns that bridge both psychological and theological issues. And Stephen lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, joining us today to talk about a beautiful little book he has here. It's called St. Joseph, My Real Estate Agent, Why the Patron Saint of Home Life is the Patron Saint of Home Selling. Stephen, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bruce and Chris. It's great to be with you today.
I am so glad you wrote this book, Stephen, because to be honest with you, I encountered St. Joseph. I knew him through the stories, and I loved him just for the fact that he took such good care of Our Lady and our Blessed Lord. But I didn't really have a relationship with him as a saint until when I was a young mother with my husband and my little kids, and we needed to move to a different location to be with Bruce, who had been transferred, and we had trouble selling a home. And I began to have a devotion to St. Joseph for just the reason you have in the book, to help us sell the home so we could be reunited again. And through that, I really grew to love him. But I would tell people that I buried a statue of St. Joseph in my backyard, and I would get ridiculed. They just didn't understand what I was doing. And when I read your book, I was like, oh, Stephen gets it. He so gets it. So I'm so glad you did this.
Well, it was a pleasure. It was one of the most enjoyable books I've ever written. I spent a lot of my life writing, and I've written about 20 books, mostly in the field of biblical studies. So this is quite a different type of book for me. It was about my own experience of selling a house, but far more importantly, the experience of my coming into a more personal relationship, a friendship with Joseph of Nazareth and who he can be in my own life.
Well, there really is a big difference between doing an act out of superstition and doing what so many faithful do when they ask for St. Joseph's intercession, isn't there?
There's a big difference between superstition and faith. And a lot of times, I suppose, when we come toward people and start telling them we buried the statue and what effect that had, that certainly strikes people as superstitious, and maybe rightly so. But I think if we approach people with the understanding that we ask Joseph, you know, just as we would ask a friend to help us in our need, particularly at such an important time of life transition as selling a house, then perhaps they can understand it a little bit better. And the bearing of the statue, you know, I take a rather lighthearted look at that practice in my book, but it really is just an instrument to get us into a relationship with St. Joseph and to ask for his help in a very concrete way that comes with the selling of a house and transferring and changing life in a radical way.
Omaha is really no different than the rest of the country in that there is a tremendous anxiety over our homes today, and I mean the actual physical dwelling places. Many people are trying to sell homes, people are financially strapped, and there is a tremendous anxiety that can affect the individual as well as the family, isn't there?
There certainly is, yeah. I find that's all over the country these days. You know, it really is a different kind of market, which house sellers are quite a disadvantage. And so it's time to seek a little celestial help in that. And I think Joseph can be wonderful help and mentor in home life, not just selling a house, but transitioning into a new life. And that's, you know, that's what I find about the real estate business and the whole experience of buying and selling homes. It can be one of the most joyful and difficult times of a person's life, because usually buying and selling a home is associated with marriage or the birth of children or divorce or death or job change, moving away, all of those kinds of transitional experiences in life in which we really are challenged emotionally, and And that was true for me in my own life, too. I was selling a home, a very difficult transitional period of my life, and the house just stayed on the market forever, 7-8 months, you know, and I was getting rather desperate. I had already bought a new home and had a bridge loan and all of that, so I was paying a double mortgage and hardly managing, and so my real estate agent, who, by the way, was a Presbyterian, mm-hmm. suggested that I just bury a statue of Joseph in the yard and see what happens. So at first I said, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. That's a superstitious practice. I'm not going to bury a statue in the yard to get what I want from God. And but she just encouraged me to do that, and I started talking to a few of my other cat friends and about the practice, and one friend said, well, you know, that it can certainly be superstitious, but it can also be a prayerful practice. You know, we Catholics use statues and images and even the things of the earth, you know, like water and dirt, soil, to get us in touch with the supernatural realm. And that's one of the wonderful things about our faith. We are a sacramental faith, and the things of the world are instruments to help us to touch the divine. And our relationship with the saints is the same way. And that's why things like relics and pilgrimage and all of those very earthly, physical practices are part of our devotion to the saints. And just the whole act of getting down on our knees and digging in the dirt to bury a statue in our yard is a kind of a sacramental practice. It puts us in touch with God's earth, and yet at the same time as we are praying for the intercession of St. Joseph.
That's what I found that was so compelling for us and for our family, because, again, Bruce had been transferred out of town, and here I am with small children. I'm alone. I'm trying to sell a house, and I felt very vulnerable. And I remember the day when I went out with the kids, and we went out and we buried the statue and we prayed. We said some really strong prayers, and we asked St. Joseph to be with us during this time. And Stephen, what was so incredible from that moment on, I really did feel as though I had a guy around the house. I mean, I turned to St. Joseph, and we ended up getting some votive candles, the big large ones that had his image on it, and we just kept it perpetually lit during the whole process. And why not? Why would we not turn to this great saint who really is the patron of the families, isn't he?
Sure, he is. And that's, you know, that he's the head of the most important family in human history. And he certainly cared for Mary as a good husband, cared for Jesus as his adoptive father, and taught him the faith and raised him to be a man. And, you know, Joseph is the man that Jesus called Dad. And, you know, even though God, his heavenly father, was his true father, yet Joseph acted as a dad and really was a dad to Jesus in many ways. And, so he is the patron of homes and of home life, and we can pray for his intercession. I think that saints in this sense are like mentors. You know, they're people who have been through it before and can offer us a lot of guidance and help in those difficult life situations, particularly involving the home and domestic life.
The thing that's really quite wonderful about your book, St. Joseph, My Real Estate Agent, is that you describe what life was like for him as the leader in his home, what the home in Nazareth would have been like and how he functioned in that home.
Yeah, that was a very, very interesting for me, because I thought, you know, if I'm really going to explain why Joseph is the patron of home life, it's really important to go back to know and understand better from a historical point of view what his life was like, what his home domestic life was like in Nazareth. And so being a biblical scholar, I used a lot of archaeological resources and first century history and Jewish history in order to understand what that life is like. So some of the chapters in my book describe the actual physical home what it would have been like for a first century Jew living in Nazareth at the time. And then I describe what it was like to be a husband and a father in a Jewish home, how celebrating the Jewish feasts and pilgrimage and home rituals and prayer and the scriptures and all of that was so essential to first century Jewish home life. So through that, I got a better, very personal and human sense of what Joseph would have experienced and what Mary and Jesus would have experienced with him in their historical life in Nazareth.
And the thing is, Stephen, we ended up having to move off several times, and I ended up entering into this ritual with my children throughout the years over a period of time. And what I really found is that it has fostered a great devotion in the hearts of my children for St. Joseph. I mean, they really understand him. And the kids, when we have anxieties in the house or problems with neighbors or whatever the situation might be, I find my kids now saying, well, maybe we should say some prayers to St. Joseph.
It's that personal relationship with the saints that I think is so important. You know, people who look upon our Catholic life and see it as what they think to be superstitious, when they can see that it really is a relationship like the relationship we have with a family member or with a friend. You know, we ask those people to help us, to pray for us, and we do the same thing with Joseph. You know, believing that a statue or some kind of mandatory ritual causes a good effect, that's superstition.
Mm-hmm.
And the Church teaches that, you know, indeed that is kind of superstition when we expect that that those things are going to cause God's in our life. But when we use those things as a means, as an instrument to get in touch with the saint and as a reminder for ourselves, you know, a statue doesn't cause anything, but a statue is a very powerful reminder of a saint's life and who they can be for us. And that's why the emphasis on St. Joseph and the statue is so important for devotion to Joseph. And what a lot of people don't realize is that not only is burying the statue in the ground a part of that tradition, but a more important part really is unearthing the statue after the home is sold and honoring that the image of the saint.
Yep.
in our new home.
Yep, and we've always done that.
Yeah, I have the statue of Joseph on my mantle in my new home, and it's just a wonderful reminder of his intercession and the new relationship that I have with him.
And it really fits with who we know St. Joseph to be in so many ways, because even though we don't have a single word that was uttered by Joseph annotated for us in scriptures or anything like that, yet what we know of him is by his response and his action, his witness and example.
Yeah, he must have been quite a person, and he remains for people all over the world and for the Church Universal, a very powerful intercessor and one of the greats in the communion of saints. And that's what I love about biblical studies, because even though we don't literally have much about Joseph in the scriptures, we only hear about him during the infancy and childhood of Jesus, yet through historical studies and archaeology and all of those things, we can know far more about the context of Joseph's life and know what his life must have been like. Those who see only the scriptures as the source of revelation have a very limited understanding of that. But we can understand through history and through tradition a much wider understanding of Joseph.
Really, for men too, doesn't St. Joseph have a very important message and a companionship they can begin to have with him, I mean, to help foster their own spirituality and the response to their families?
I think so, Chris. You know, our age has been one of a loss of fatherhood, the sense of fatherhood. You know, Joseph is a model for authentic fatherhood in this age that is said to be suffering from father hunger. You know, he's a mentor, he's an inspiration for biological fathers and for stepfathers and for adoptive fathers and for foster fathers. he's a model for men. You know, he loved his wife and he cared for his child. Joseph gave Jesus a traditional Jewish religious education. He taught him spiritual values. He protected and provided for his son. He taught his son how to work and how to be a man. So Joseph knows what it's like to work every day and to raise a family and to struggle at marriage and worry about finances. He lived a real human life. You know, he didn't wear a halo until later on. So I think he really is the ideal saint for men in the 21st century.
And he really can be one that someone could walk with when they're going through periods of intense stress, anxiety, job loss. I mean, why not turn to this great man? Because he himself experienced all those things.
He did. He experienced everything that most parents experience in their lives. And you probably noticed at the end of my book, I include several prayers and prayer services. One prayer is for spouses, mm-hmm. and another prayer is for parents, and another prayer is for workers. And so Joseph is an ideal model for all of those aspects of human life. And I also include a prayer service for selling a home, for burying the statue. And so include scriptures and intercessory prayers. And so that can be a nice way of actually doing the burial ritual. And then finally, I include in the book a blessing prayer for the home, which includes a prayer for each room in the home. I think it's a really nice practice for Catholics to, when they purchase a new home and begin to live there, to go around from room to room and to pray for God's blessing upon each aspect of domestic life.
That's wonderfully said. Again, that is so very important. From my own personal witness, I just can't even imagine our home without the presence of St. Joseph. Again, he is such a comfort. I mean, and there is such a peace, and you do feel as though you have someone who cares watching over you and who understands the concerns and what you're going through. It's really the gift of the communion of the saints, isn't it, Stephen?
It is. Yeah, just as it's such a comfort to have other people around us when we're going through difficult times, the saints can be that kind of comfort for us in times of stress and anxiety throughout our lives. You know, the saints are ordinary people who live ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. And that's why the saints are so important for us. They're just like us, but they also give us wonderful models for our own lives.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're not advocating that I need something to help me sell the house, so I'm going to run out, buy this statue, and I'm going to stick it in the ground, and that will make it happen. Again, that would be very superstitious. I hope people have picked up over the course of the time we've been together that this is about building a relationship within the communion of saints with one saint in particular, Saint Joseph, and asking him to come and be a guide and protector for the entire family.
Exactly. Yeah. The book that I wrote is really not about selling houses.
Right.
No.
It's about being a part of St. Joseph's fan club. You know, it's about selling a home under the patronage of St. Joseph and introducing us to a whole family of people all over the world who have buried his statue and sold homes and entered into a deeper relationship with him.
And again, for all of you who have done this and you understand what Stephen and I are talking about, well, when people say you are, they make fun of you or they're superstitious, you just look at them and go, whatever you have to say, fine, but I got St. Joseph, and there you go.
Life is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I highly encourage, you know, people to honor an image of Joseph in their home, mm-hmm. whether they're selling or buying a home or not. Purchase a statue of Joseph. And in my book, I know there's a lot of little three-inch plastic statues of St. Joseph out there in yards, but I encourage people to get an honorable image.
Something worthy. Something worthy of that. The great
in their home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking this morning with Stephen Binns, author of the book, St. Joseph, My Real Estate Agent. Stephen, been a delight to have you with us. It's a great little book. We want to encourage people to check it out and find why, as I think you pointed out in the heading for Chapter 6, that St. Joseph is a saintly mentor, literally through the cycles of life.
Thank you, Bruce. It's a joy to be with you all.